Returning stateside, the Academy Awards are still a couple of weeks away, but starting this weekend, audiences around the country have a chance to watch the films nominated in one category that doesn't get much attention: short films. The production company Shorts International is screening the nominated films at select theaters. Moviegoers will have the chance to watch the nominees for the best short films in the animation, live action, and documentary categories. Roberta Marie Monroe has spent more than 15 years programming the short film lineups at international film festivals. She's at NPR West in Culver City, California. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning, Adi.
So set us up here with the definition of a short film. How short is short?
Most of the short films that are nominated for the Academy Awards are around 15 minutes for the live action, like the narrative ones, and about 40 minutes for the documentaries.
Do you have any sense about how they choose the short film nominees?
Well, you know, you have to qualify for an Academy Award nomination. And part of that is you can win Best Short Film at a qualifying film festival like Sundance or Shorts Fest in Palm Springs. You can have a theatrical release, because we remember the Academy Awards are solely for films that have had a theatrical release or won some prestigious award.
So let's get right to the films. And this is from the live action category. And it's a film called The Confession, about a young boy preparing for his first Catholic confession.
Do you know what you're about to confess?
I don't know.
You? I don't know. You mean you haven't got anything to confess?
You're too good sometimes. I'll think of something.
Roberta, what did you think about this film? Tell us about it.
Well, you know, I loved the film. And it's, you know, it's 25 minutes long. And when I watched it, I thought when we were about 12 minutes in, there's a really great moment. And I thought, bam, that's the end of the film. But it does go on for another 13 minutes. And I think that's the great thing about short films, is that they tell short stories that you can, you know, extrapolate on.
And the other films in this category also feature children, which I found really interesting. Was that unusual?
It's not. I mean, I think if you take a look at the Academy Award nominations in the short film category over the last several years, you'll notice that there are a number of children and or elderly people.
There's also the animation category, which
is my favorite.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
How come?
I think animation is a very difficult medium to work in, and I'm always super impressed because animators often work by themselves. My favorite one, The Lost Thing by Sean Tan, he worked with a lot of people, and it's a very beautiful animated film.
What is that movie about?
You know, it's about a young man who still lives at home who finds a lost thing, and it's sort of, you know, this creature with, you know, legs and arms and no real, you know, human face, but that he wants to find its home for it.
In the end, Pete just shrugged. He didn't think the lost thing came from anywhere and didn't belong anywhere either. Some things are like that, he said. They're just plain lost.
And it's so beautifully done. It's the most, you know, creative and inventive short that I watched in all of the Oscar shorts. And eventually he does find a home for the lost thing.
What kinds of things do you think are necessary to make a short film great?
Wow. I think to make a short film great, you have to have a great script. So that's the platform. That's your foundation. And a fresh story in that script. And I always tell filmmakers that it's always better to spend more time on your script than on all of the fancy cameras and equipment that you could get to make this film look beautiful. If there's no story, there's no short.
Roberta Marie Monroe is an award-winning filmmaker and author of the book How Not to Make a Short Film, Secrets from a Sundance Programmer. She joined me from NPR West. Roberta, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Adi.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.